If you work in quality control at a candy factory, you know strict safety regulations come with the job. It's why you partner with Grainger. Grainger helps you find the high-quality and compliant products your business needs to inspect, detect, and help correct issues. And the sweetest part is, everyone gets a product that's as safe to eat as it is delicious. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We're in Raising Cane's with the man that started it all.
Wait, are you the Yes Chef guy?
We got chicken fingers, crinkle cut fries, Texas toast, and their world famous cane sauce. We shed a tear right now.
Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break. Brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sippel.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Good morning, happy Monday to you, Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hope you had a great Easter weekend. Sip brought in some peeps this morning to the show. Thank you for bringing those in, Sip. Are those for you or for us?
Those are for you.
And what'd you say, Steve?
Yeah, what did you say? Tell us
we
your joke.
Pulled it out.
Tell us the joke you said.
I didn't hear a peep from you guys this weekend.
The fact that you laughed as hard at your own joke was made the whole thing worth it.
It was so well timed.
It was.
It was well done. It was well done.
You guys can have a peep. Yeah. These are from Trix. She had green peeps. I've never seen green. These are yellow, though. So.
I think we've argued in the past about peeps. I know I'm a fan of them. I didn't think that you were a fan
of
peeps.
I don't do the peeps, no, which is odd. But I'm not angry, Steve. No, it wasn't like I didn't smash the peep. I didn't like just smash it and call you. It's just not really my deal. It's kind of like knock three times.
That's true.
And Dawn.
Friendships are
the unraveling of our friendship.
We shouldn't talk about that.
We shouldn't even talk about
it. Made the group chat again this weekend.
Don't bring that up.
It'll be a while down the road. Heard from Bush? Uh-uh.
No. What do you think happened? No. You know what happened.
It would happen. We're into
something we don't talk about.
We know the problem. What happened?
We know what the problem. We know what it was. We'll rewrite that.
It's very clear the issue there.
Peeps. I do like them.
What's the problem with peeps for you, Bill? I think they're fantastic. You don't like marshmallows?
Yeah, I'm not a marshmallow guy at all.
Ooh.
The only thing marshmallowy that I think is good is like a marshmallow ice cream topping you put on chocolate ice cream. That I'll do.
That's good.
Yeah.
What about one on a stick over a fire?
It's doable. It's not atrocious.
Pre-s'more, you're saying.
Yeah.
S'more marshmallow.
Yeah. It's not atrocious. No, at all.
Those are good. Campfire. Type thing.
If you put a bag of marshmallows just sitting on the counter and left them there for a month, there'd still be a full count after 1 month. There'd never be a time I would just pop a marshmallow in.
Not even, okay, no. Now I would say this.
Not my house. I'd eat all those.
There's a distinction to be made. If they're the little marshmallows, like the centimeter, I won't do it. But if they're the big fluffy ones, you know, like.
But yet hot chocolate
those
with
are
marshmallows.
Going down.
I'll do hot chocolate with marshmallows.
See, you'll do it.
Yeah.
I might be able to talk into a peep.
Put that in the hot chocolate and see what happens. A peep.
I don't know if it would be bad.
Probably would be, but.
The color would be an issue.
A little bit different. Yeah. Sugar specks everywhere with the yellow.
Yeah. We're breaking down the peep.
We are.
Wow.
Went a little too far, really.
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you. I'll tell you, what is the number one thing of having a good business? What do people always say? Three things. What is it?
I've never run one, but I people relations.
Location, location, location.
People relations.
Here.
Yeah, people relations, people. Okay.
And somehow this there's a father and her and daughter got set up on whatever. What's that street, Jake? About 88th and O got set up right at the entrance to Casey's.
Okay.
And they had permission for a Kool-Aid stand
Kool-Aid.
Or lemonade stand.
Oh, my God.
I went, it was 50 cents. I went $3 for it.
Good.
And by the time I left, there was a small line set up, and they were right there. I mean, that's a busy place. I'm going to say she netted $400 to $500.
What day was it?
What, was this, she in this the parking lot or just
right on the sidewalk, right as you enter?
Okay.
And I go, incredible location. She goes, we have permission. She let me know we have permission. We checked this out. I don't know. I'm going to guess somewhere around 7 to 8.
22.
And they were 22.
By like Kool-Aid.
It was going to be a great day. I'm telling you right now, it was going to be a great day. She was probably, it already netted maybe $7-$8 by the time I had departed.
Wait a second. She was 8 and she said, we have a permit.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Yes.
We have a permit.
Yeah.
She netted $8 for 50 cent lemonade in the time. And I would imagine, that's
almost,
pretty good.
I think almost everybody pays over. She's very nice to me. She goes, would you want your change? I said, no, just keep the change. And that was a big deal. And they were fired up. They were set up.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Mm. I think that's awesome. I can't find anything wrong with it. And but entrepreneur.
Instead of just sitting around your neighborhood. How about if we sit at a place where a car comes by every 4 seconds?
That sounds perfect.
Let's try that out.
Places ever, yeah.
Yeah, let's try that out. So that was a big deal.
Yeah, it wouldn't bother me any. I mean, there's a lot of things that would bother me in that setting.
Was it good, Bill?
Yeah, well, okay, it was. Also, was very good.
Because it can
also
be.
Also, very good. Yeah.
It was candy.
No, it was a drink. It was lemonade or Kool-Aid. He didn't say candy. He never said candy.
No, not one time.
I thought you said it was.
No,
was it good?
No. He said it was either lemonade or Kool-Aid. It was a drink. Oh, it was a beverage. He's selling beverages.
Was it good?
You've heard of lemonade, right? You've heard of it.
Was it good?
It's a sweet drink.
Was it good? Threw me off.
Yeah.
It's lemonade. I mean, come on.
It could be watered down. It could be not enough sugar or too much sugar. That's why you got to ask.
It's perfect. It's perfectly well mixed. Yes.
That's good.
That was my weekend.
I heard a comment.
That wrapped it up.
Very eventful.
That's it. Bought some lemonade.
There was a comment that reached the group chat on Saturday that I still think is going to blow your guys' minds to a certain extent.
This is with the father-in-law?
Yeah.
Okay.
So
we got a tease.
I'm going to put you in the moment. Saturday, we're helping Scotland open her gifts for her birthday.
She's okay? One.
Now I'm with her, and I hear in the background in the kitchen, I hear my brother-in-law, Taylor, spelling out YOUTUBE.com as spelling out YouTube.com.
Yeah.
Father-in-law, Kevin, about 68 years old, was not familiar with YouTube.
Awesome.
He didn't know what YouTube was. I don't know how that's humanly possible. He's on his phone all the time. He watches TV all the time. He probably sees clips that come from YouTube that are played on different programs he watches. He was not familiar with what YouTube was or the fact he could get it on his phone.
I like that for some reason.
I love it.
It stopped me in my tracks where I just hear YOUTUBE.com. I said, hang on, what's happening over here? Does someone not know what YouTube is in this room?
Yeah.
Kevin.
He didn't know.
How? Yeah. How is it humanly possible?
So it was probably exciting for him.
Probably was exciting.
To
rest of the day, he was on YouTube on his phone. And then Sunday, the same thing for Easter, on his phone on YouTube. So he's gone down a hole we can't get out of here.
Now,
a rabbit hole.
That can be a rabbit hole. You're in a rabbit hole.
He's in a rabbit hole.
Which you can get a free rabbit at the bank.
Right.
He discovered YouTube.
YouTube on Saturday this weekend. I don't know how it's humanly. Again, this is not someone that has he's got a smartphone. He has an iPhone.
He's a farmer, right?
He's a farmer.
He's working the fields.
Yes, but he's on his phone all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You would think that someone on your phone would at least get maybe a link to YouTube at some point.
How proficient
something
is he?
Sent?
How proficient is he on his phone?
I don't know. He's not bad.
Really?
He's capable.
So do you feel when this was going on, when it was being spelled out, was he typing that into his phone? Is that what he was doing at the time when he spelled
he was talking with Taylor about YouTube, and he said, what's the website? How do you spell it? And that's when Taylor spells out YOUTUBE.com. It stopped the whole room in its tracks.
Jake, do it again with the eyes and the head up. Do it again.
YOUTUBE.com. Everybody heard this and said, what's happening back here? Does somebody not know what YouTube is in this room?
Did you guys have any family visitors there?
It was packed house. I'm still recovering today.
You sent a number out, and it was a high number. I know it took me and Sipple.
I think 15 might have been a little high, but it was 10 or 12.
It was a high number.
It was about 12 people. It was a full house.
It was a big day for you.
For me, yes. For me. Not Scotland. For me, it was a big day. Yeah, we had 12 people probably in the house at any given time, both Saturday and Sunday.
In and out.
I think everyone was gone by 5 o'clock.
On Sunday.
Yes.
And not bad.
And that's when cleanup began. Not much time to chill, but that's what hopefully the next couple of days are for at the house.
You helped with the cleanup.
I did. Good. Absolutely.
Good job.
Yes.
It's a lot. There was a lot of cleanup.
Yeah, it's a lot.
I think the dishwasher ran about 7 times this weekend.
Is that right? Got to stay ahead of it.
It's a lot. It was a lot, but it was a great
discovery.
Time.
I don't.
It's YouTube discovery. I could not believe my ears.
Sort of refreshing, actually. That would be a nice discovery.
Does Ron know what YouTube? He watches the show on YouTube, right?
Would Ron know?
No.
Well, what does he watch the show
on? He's 90. He's turning 90 in about a week, so it's a little different than 68. Yeah, it's a little different.
Did you turn 90 in a week?
No, he's on like a they do stream. It's some form of streaming. They have like for their TV, there is some streaming, but they're not on YouTube TV.
I wonder if my dad would know. You know, he's in his 80s.
Yeah, he might have some idea. They might have clicked on something. I don't know. Mom is the smartphone person. Dad.
Would your mom know YouTube?
No.
I wonder if my mom. I don't know. No. Now, my mom and dad are a little younger in years, and that 10 years might make a difference, right? It might.
Well, Pecan Pie on the text line says, Jake, my dad is 78. He has an iPhone 16, and he absolutely has no idea what YouTube.com is also.
I'm going to ask my dad.
I just can't believe this.
I'll ask
your dad.
I will today. I think he's 81, I think, or 82. I hope I'm not overstating.
I would think outside of Google, it's the most popular website in the world, right? Google and YouTube, number one and two. Search engine and watching videos. What else could be above those two?
Would that be it? Would it be Google and YouTube?
I would think so.
I feel pretty confident about that.
Ron can do Google now. He can do search engines. That's how you find fishing trips. Yes.
Google and YouTube. That's probably right. Wow, he got one of them.
He's got Google figured out.
YouTube, that's a good discovery for him. Now he's going to be on it all the time. Right. I don't get on it all the time, though. I don't.
You're on TikTok. That's your YouTube. TikTok all the time.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, I am a TikTok user. I don't go to YouTube that much.
I don't think Bill.
No.
Me neither. Yeah. We have one TikToker in this room.
Zero Instagram also.
I don't do Insta.
All my news comes from Facebook, and it's all factual.
Just so you guys know, I don't do Facebook at all, because I don't think I'm on it. And then I don't do Insta.
Well, it pops up all the time that we have friends. I'm also a friend with Steve Sipple, so you're on Facebook.
Your profile is still on Facebook.
I don't think I can access it.
You just aren't there at all.
I don't think I can access it.
I think you have two Facebooks, actually. There's two of them.
That's great.
Oh, do you get catfished?
I don't think so.
They're both legitimately his accounts, but he probably has no access to either one of them anymore.
I tried to end them once upon a time.
Deactivate. You couldn't do it.
No, it's hard to do. Did you ever notice that? They make it virtually impossible to deactivate.
It's like when you're trying to cancel your paper subscription.
No, try to unsubscribe to the Lincoln Journal Star sometime. Yeah, see how that goes.
Let's
not do this. I'll help you.
You had, what was it? Which one were you struggling to deactivate from?
No, it was a big.
Chicago Tribune or something like that?
I have a lot more money right now because that was three papers. The Daily Oklahoma, Houston Courant, and Chicago Tribune. And one day Trick says, like $90 is coming out of your account every month. I'm like,
I was not aware of that actually.
But no, it was not hard. I thought it was going to be a laborious process. It was not. It was one call in each case. One call to a customer service person who ended it right then and there. So I think you could do that. There was the option to just go.
To fly to Chicago and go go down to the Tribune.
No, there was an option. There was an option just to do it online. I think I could have done that. I don't know what was going on. I was in a flurry of activity, but I ended it that day, all three, and it was incredible. I mean, it's like I'm getting paid more now. Anyway, I don't have any great stories. It was kind of a packed weekend.
God, was that not the most beautiful spring day you've ever seen?
Yesterday?
No.
Beautiful Easter day. It was incredible. Cold, rainy, just what I dream of. It was so...
gorgeous outside.
I walked Sugar last night. It was still just cold, and she was happy.
How do you deal with that bullet? We had a lot of bullet time yesterday. You guys just get so muddy. like every time he goes out, you got there's like a big process.
It's a big process. So we have. Do you remember those real heavy moving blankets that they would throw over?
Yes.
So we've got two of them. One goes outside on the deck. One comes inside.
Good idea.
And then there's a stack of beach towels.
Oh God, that's how you do
it. That's how we do it. So when she comes in, she's at least on that outside one for a while. Then she comes the inside one. Then she knows that she sits down.
I'm gonna buy some towels today.
And then you get the big towels.
I'm going to Target.
You get the beach towels.
Tricks.
And then that's where you clean the feet at.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And everything else.
Yeah, everything else. They'll take the towel underneath her.
Yeah.
Like this. Do the undercarriage.
Yeah.
Yeah, like
this.
Yeah,
the whole thing.
Yeah, it's a lot.
It's a lot.
And sugar's 70 pounds.
Yeah, it's a little different with you because you got a bullet's really small and really calm. Yeah. I do think one time I hurt him. I think I pulled his leg, like pulled a muscle. You got to watch that, by the way. He was limping around for about a week. and we didn't know why. Then I thought, I think I do know why. But anyway, that was a factor. I ran Trix's home. She said something real funny yesterday. I had to run her back to Gretna, to the old folks' home yesterday. She talks. She's funny. She's in her 90s. She says funny stuff. I thought it was funny. You guys might not. It was my funniest moment of the weekend. She was talking, and she has a lot of history in that area. Highway 6 from Lincoln to Gretna, like her grandma homestead from Herndon, Kansas, up there in the Ashland area. And she's Gretna-oriented, and we were whipping through Greenwood. And she wasn't really talking to me at that point. She was just talking. And she said, I just heard her say, and she chuckled under her breath. She goes, Greenwood. This is a junky little town.
We did not say that, Greenwood.
That was not sip either.
I think there's a rivalry aspect to that.
Might have been. Yeah.
She's Gretna.
Heated.
Yeah, she's
heated.
Gretna all the way. Greenwood, this is a junky little town. She's super funny. That's it for me. I got a basket for you guys, too, if you want it.
Nice.
You have an Easter basket?
Easter basket. Grown-up Easter basket.
Nice.
Yeah. There's some candy.
Is there booze in it or something like that?
Ellie, you can have it, too.
Grown-up Easter basket.
Yeah. It was for me, from Lindsay. But thank you, Lindsay. But I'm not going to eat that candy. I got to watch it.
What are you talking about? You eat candy nonstop every day. All of a sudden, now I don't have to.
We've heard you say I'm going off sugar 95 times in the last year.
Didn't we request from Jake some cake? I think there was like one slice.
I can bring it back. I'll reserve and bring it tomorrow.
You don't have to bring it.
No, it's okay, Jake. But we did request it. And he promised us he would, remember?
We have some carrot cake I was thinking about bringing in.
Do a taste test tomorrow. Carrot cake for you, and I'll bring our cake in.
Sam's Club carrot cake. Good God.
Sam's is an incredible bakery.
It seems like it is. It seems like it.
Yeah, you've nailed it.
I had some key lime pie from Sam's. And this carrot cake was ridiculous. Ridiculous.
That's good. Okay. Anything else? I don't chit-chat at all.
Sports.
Sports. I'll tell you what. Jake's got it on the rundown. Hey, you guys, I don't even know. I don't know if I should ask permission or not. Just throw in NBA talk occasionally.
But we are. It's the next segment. We'll give you a chance.
It's actually in there. Can't wait.
That's idle chit-chat.
Oh, stop. See, that's
the problem.
It was a
packed sports weekend. Not.
Bull.
Head NBA.
Bull.
Why NBA will make the rundown today.
Okay.
Not promising going forward.
It was packed for me.
That's Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by Newton's Lawn Care. Please call or text Andrew at 402-440-6297. New customers get 20% off a 2025 fertilizer program. Just text the ticket to 402-440-6297. Get a free quote within 24 hours from Newton's Lawn Care.
If your job at a healthcare facility includes disinfecting against viruses, you know prevention is the best medicine. And maintaining healthy spaces starts with a healthy cleaning routine. Grainger's world-class supply chain helps ensure you have the quality products you need when you need them. From disinfectants and cleaning supplies to personal protective equipment, so you can help deliver a clean bill of health. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you work in quality control at a candy factory, you know strict safety regulations come with the job. It's why you partner with Grainger. Grainger helps you find the high-quality and compliant products your business needs to inspect, detect, and help correct issues. And the sweetest part is, everyone gets a product that's as safe to eat as it is delicious. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hackers don't need much. Just one leaked password can potentially unlock a treasure trove of personal information, leading to stress, pain, and permanently wrecked credit. Don't be an easy target. Get protection by Aura today. Aura protects your identity, finances, and family, all in one powerful app. Get real-time alerts, safeguard your accounts, and block scams before they happen. If identity theft strikes, we help you recover. Stay protected at aura.com/listen. That's aura.com/listen.
All right, the big story in NIL over the last week and a half has been Nico Iamaleava, the former quarterback at Tennessee, is officially going to UCLA. It was a rumor like Thursday last week from Colin Cowherd that it was never really confirmed. Finally, yesterday we get confirmation that he is going to be a UCLA Bruin. So the story ends with a home for him. I don't think we know NIL compensation yet for Nico. If it's out there, I didn't see it. But
you never
will. Don't announce it.
Yep, you never will.
No, you don't.
But the story is over, and he's going to UCLA.
Yeah, I didn't know. Yesterday morning, one of the things I thought when I woke up was, is he somewhere yet? I mean,
yeah, it kind of came out, but it went away. Then it kind of got. It also seems to me like it was that the hesitation in what was going on was, it must have been that it appears as if UCLA kind of said, here's what we can do, and then let it be. Okay. And then I think that it appears as if the family was trying to decide, is there any other options? And there really wasn't. Doesn't seem like there was a you didn't hear any buzz anywhere. Nothing. There's like, and I think, and then after a while, then you have zero leverage, obviously.
Yep.
Then you have zero leverage with what you have.
He made a big announcement on Instagram, you know, like they do, and there you go. UCLA got a good quarterback though, right? He's good. I think he's
solid.
Good.
Solid. That'd be just, we can't go beyond solid.
We can't.
No, and he wasn't a true freshman either. He was a redshirt freshman. So he's been around the game for a couple years. But he's but solid with obviously a lot of upside.
There you go. Okay. A lot of upside. Thank you for adding that. Yeah. I mean, I think in this room, I'm a little bit more of a fan of his game than you guys. I like
him. Yes, you'd be a bigger fan than me.
I like the way he runs it.
If they run him enough, that's my whole thing. If they turn him into to allow him to also be a heavy run game quarterback where he can, it's quarterback designed runs. If he's not, no.
We're on the same page. They have to. His escapability is really good. When he gets that 6'6" frame rolling, it's pretty impressive to watch. I get it. What's this say?
Now, UCLA has a new OC in Tino Sinceri. He came from Indiana, helped with Curtis Rourke's development there this past year.
They were a poor offense, number 14 in UCLA in scoring offense, number 12 in total offense. Tennessee was number one in that was in the Big Ten, by the way. Number 14 in scoring was UCLA and number 12 in total offense. By the way, those numbers, they look pretty good in Lincoln, UCLA. Kind of surprised me. Bieniemy had it rolling.
It was 27-7 at one point that
Thank
game.
You. Yeah. Good job, Jake. You were there, right?
I was there.
Did you leave early?
I did leave early.
Tennessee
left the game in the third quarter, and I watched the rest of the game though.
Tennessee was number 9 in scoring in the SEC, 25 per game. The Volunteers offense was number 1 in rushing, number 11 in passing. Was that some were they good rushing because defenses had to put so much emphasis on Nico?
No, running back wise was were their biggest strengths that they had.
Sort of a baiting question.
Yeah, yes, that'd be no. And honestly, you can say that there was times that they wanted the game was called to keep Nico out of harm's way. That Oklahoma 100% that they did that.
They
just took the ball out of his hands and just said, we're going to play defense.
Right.
We're going to run the ball and we're going to punt the ball. That's what we're going to
do. That was the most stark example that you probably saw.
Saw.
God, right. Now that you mention it, I did see that.
That was the one. When you watch it, it was just
That game finished about, what, like 24-17 or something of that nature. But they being Tennessee, just said, and to give Heupel credit, Heupel's known for this high-flying offense. And he just said, you know what?
Dial it back.
No, just dial it back. Let's just take care of the ball. And if we have to punt it, and we'll play really good defense. That's what we're going to do to win the game.
And in that game is when I thought he doesn't trust him. He doesn't trust Nico.
Exactly.
I hadn't even thought about that till right now. Yeah, that's a good point. Now I saw him against Ohio State. They got whooped. But I thought late in the game he showed some stuff, and so did Jack Sawyer. I was listening to Herb Street. He was on McAfee last week, and he was talking. He was talking about Nico, and he said that Sawyer told him in that game Nico was a problem. He was a problem. He was tougher than hell. We broke his helmet twice. He just kept coming. See, I kind of like the kid. I don't like what he did. And would you say he's become kind of the face of what's wrong with college football?
The thing that's really rough for him
is that going too far?
He played 100% within the rules.
Right.
And you honestly, technically, should not even be mad at him. Because it's like, I'm looking at this, other opportunities with the thing. But right now, almost everyone says they almost hope that he fails.
God, that sucks.
Because of
I don't think that.
Not so much just on him; it's just on that it shows the system that you just can't have all these things. But then you go through. You got to remember when you go through all the past whatever 10 top quarterbacks in general, besides maybe J.J. McCarthy or something, and they're all transfers. Just look at them all. They're
and
all
here's
transferred.
The deal.
It's like they all transferred at some point in time.
Here's the deal, too. You think that Nico,
Yamaliava.
You think he's the only one who's kind of pulled this behind the scenes? No way. In fact, Frost was asked about it in his press conference at a post-practice session like you guys do. And he said, he started laughing. He was asked, does this happen? Does this happen with players? He started laughing. Goes, yes. I mean, it happens.
There was just a major error made in this whole operation. It's when he skipped practice.
Yeah, and then
he
got public.
All he had to do was not skip practice and go to practice. Mm-hmm. And they could have either kept negotiating, and then they could have either downplayed it like, there's no problem here. Everything's fine.
It also got out. It got out. Remember Pete Nakos? It leaked out that he was renegotiating before he skipped practice. So that would be the error too. Don't let it, if you're messing around with your pay, your contract, your NIL, call it what you want, don't let it leak out. Keep it watertight.
Well, I think the other part of it is the other piece there that keeps coming up is that it was very well known that it was being dealt with outside of the agent/whoever representation was reaching out to other schools. Would you guys have interest? Would people have interest?
Then Lanning blew the whistle, right?
But no one knows that for sure. Like I said, and it wasn't like blew the whistle, like he didn't call ESPN.
No.
The word is he may have just let the head coach know at Tennessee. It's FYI, which if he did, is great, in my opinion.
Yeah, it doesn't bother me at all.
Yeah, I think it's great. But that's the part that right now, if there's no one else reaching out, like that, there's generally not a story. The story came from one thing, that other people were contacted. And it immediately...
were contacted.
When you're just set it, or you're just around the deal like that, he's got a weird text. Oh, really? What was... Hey, look at this.
And here's the thing. He's really high profile. He was the number two quarterback in his recruiting class. Yep. Five-star kid. High profile. There's low-profile guys that are messing around behind the scenes, for sure. Yep. They just don't... They're just not... It's not very newsworthy. But it's happening all over the place. And by the way, who's the UConn coach?
Jim Mora Jr.
God, Mora went on a rant. Not a rant.
He ran sometimes.
Yeah. I shouldn't have called it a rant. He was just very frank in his post-practice interview about tampering. He said, I will name names. If you contact one of my players, I'm calling you out. Just so everybody knows. Because the NCAA is doing nothing, and I can't do anything about that, but I can name names. And I will name names. I'm like, okay, it's on.
All right, Jim.
Yeah, which I kind of admire.
It would, how awesome would it be if a press conference, if everyone had a press conference today and also just their name? And then I'd like to.
He's got a list on the side. Here's
right
the list here.
I got Syracuse. I've got.
Fred Brown.
I've got North Carolina. I got North Carolina State. I've got USC. I've got. Just everyone just go through.
Tamper.
Yeah. And then the next person comes up. Oh, really? Because here's what I've got. I've got UConn right here.
Every,
Shiano comes
every
on.
Every press conference gets sloppy.
Yeah, it was fun. I saw those on TikTok, by the way. I'll show them to you. It was funny. Frost's response was interesting. He kind of chuckled like, yeah, it happens.
You asked the question if people are going to root for him or against him. Lane at Gretna says they didn't read the room. He got too greedy. And then people are dealing with money issues all across the country. So, of course, a lot of people hope that he fails at UCLA.
I get it. He was going to make about $10 million.
Again, you're going to go back to supposedly. Again, but it was
that's what ESPN
it was well. It was a good number.
Goodly?
It was a good number. Supposedly the number that at least what has been reported is less at UCLA.
Yeah.
Than what he's playing. And he's going to play in front of 25,000 people. But he's from California. He's from just south of there.
Yes. This is what ESPN reported. Nico was earning $2.4 million at Tennessee under the contract he signed with the Collective, Spire Sports Group. When he was still in high school, the deal would have paid him in the $10 million range altogether had he stayed 4 years. That's, I guess, what bothers people. $10 million's not enough for you, huh? That's not enough. I mean, you get what you can, but geez. Now he's not. Now he's not going to. He's not going to get $10 million by the end. Time he's done at UCLA.
No.
I don't think, unless he blows up. What if he would blow up, though?
This one crossed my brain yesterday before I saw where he'd went. And I thought, would this ever happen? He just sits out. Because next year in the rotation, when all of a sudden, when the portal opens again in November, he'd have a lot of suitors. There would be a lot.
Okay, so why not do that?
I don't know, but I'm saying that could easily be. That could have been an. I would have to think it might even been discussed.
Yep.
Stay in great shape. Do this.
Yep.
Like that. You just sit your year. You can sit for a year. You're losing your clock has started. So you're using a year of eligibility. Yep. But that's always the. If you didn't find, I'm going to say this. If UCLA didn't come through, it probably would have been on the table. Because where does he end up going? Where's he go? Remember Rashada, who got all the information. I mean, all the pub for the blown contract at Florida that they said was was incredible. So then he signs at Arizona State and goes to Georgia. He's never played a down right there. He doesn't even have a team right now. No one's even talking to him.
Why?
No, he went in the portal and no one's talking to him.
Is he not that good?
I don't know. Well, he's been to Arizona State and not played, and he's been to Georgia and not played. So in the two places,
and he's out of it,
and he's not. He doesn't have a team right now.
I didn't know that.
He was going to visit Western Kentucky at one time.
It appears as of yesterday, and it's been quiet that North Carolina is going to host him this week at some point. Rashada, but that's the first time.
And North Carolina just signed someone.
Correct.
So I'm sure it's this one. Yeah, you can come here.
Be backup.
How much are you going to get? Nothing.
Maybe nothing.
You'll get absolutely nothing. And so,
scholarship.
Think about that. It's supposed to have been like, remember, that was like a 13 to 14. Remember, it was incredible. And on the show, I said right away, whoa, 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 whoa. These numbers are probably not real. But it got jacked up. People lost jobs. There was all kinds of, it was a major story. And he ends up at Arizona State, doesn't go anything, goes to Georgia, nothing.
Nothing.
Now he's back out. And so I said, he has nothing.
See,
Think about that. He has nothing. The other one of the other top quarterbacks is at UTEP now.
Okay, but here's the thing. I still think Nico would be viable.
He is viable. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I don't put him in the same. I'm just talking about
the same category.
Yeah. Oh no, not
Nico,
at all.
If Nico
he
comes
took open, a team to the playoffs.
Right. Yeah. Nico comes open, that's why I kind of defend him. Like, I mean, I'd look at him. I'm surprised. There's probably teams that were scared away by the publicity a little bit, probably.
You had to watch your locker room very close.
Yep.
I'm sure that was probably one of the discussions. And then, UCLA brought in a really good quarterback. They brought in a quarterback named from App State. He came in. And so I'm sure he was the number one quarterback, I'm sure, all of spring. Now he's not the number.
Prior relationship.
It's very
with
simple
UCLA.
Who the number one quarterback at UCLA is right now. You don't bring him in and put him on an NIL deal of any sort of that, and then not be your starter.
Nico obviously had a prior relationship with the school. His brother was recruited.
His brother left on the signing date and went someplace else.
To Arkansas.
Arkansas.
Madden Amalieva committed to UCLA out of high school, changed his commitment the morning of signing day, and signed with the Razorbacks.
The quarterback from App State is Joey Aguilar. He's the one that, you know, likely to be the number two quarterback now at UCLA. So we'll see how it's going to be an interesting situation with that room.
So it's over.
But Nico has a spot. Nico. The drama is
pretty
over.
Good spot.
Nico's going to UCLA.
It's a pretty good spot, pretty right? Spot. Pretty good.
Considering Nebraska's that Tulane said no to him and other schools said no, UCLA says yes. All right.
Nebraska's going to go there and play on, I imagine, is that game set? There's no time.
Can you pull that up, Jake? UCLA's schedule as a whole.
Friday night, I think.
It's a Friday night game?
I bet it will be with Nebraska. I bet it will be.
Can't type.
I got it, Jake.
I got my UCLA right here. Okay. UCLA this year will begin with Utah on August 30th. It'd be a tough game off the bat for them.
Wow, that's kind of interesting.
Then they'll play UNLV on the road. Not easy. Dan Mullen now at UNLV. Yep. And New Mexico. That's not an easy non-con.
No, anytime you're playing Utah, no. It's
kind of tough. Then Big Ten play, they will head to Northwestern. They will host Penn State.
Ooh.
They'll head to Michigan State. They will host Maryland. Head to Indiana.
Jeez.
Host Nebraska on November 8th. As of right now, because that might be a Friday night. You're saying?
I think it might switch to a Friday night. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Then they'll go to Ohio State, and then they will host Washington, and they will play USC to end the year.
God, that's not easy.
That's kind of tough.
God, that's hard.
Penn State,
what's their
Ohio
over under? Got six in the hook. I'm betting that's what it is. I bet they're six in the hook.
I do not have that.
While you're looking for that on the Husker front. Nebraska, there is a headline that Charmore Brown has emerged as a target for Nebraska. Charmore Brown, while you're looking. You got it?
No.
Charmore
Brown. Find that website.
Charmore Brown is a running back from North Dakota State, and Nebraska has apparently contacted him. Also, Miami. He's in Miami today. Charmore Brown's visiting Miami today.
It appears... per bet MGM, they're at 4.5 wins. Yeah. FanDuel has them at 5.5 as the over-under for
UCLA.
I'd
go 5. Under.
Let's just go through the schedule again. Steve, call them out. What do you think?
Then we got to get to break. Okay.
Yeah. Right.
No, we can do this.
I lost it. Hang on. Somebody all right, here we go.
Utah.
Utah off the bat.
I'm going loss.
L.
I lost it.
L, yeah.
UNLV was second.
Yep.
I'm saying win.
You want me to do it?
Okay. Utah off the bat.
L.
L.
Then they're playing at UNLV.
I'm going win. Yeah. Tough, but win. I'm taking the win.
Okay,
then they will host New Mexico.
Win. 2-1.
At Northwestern.
3-1.
Home against UCLA.
They are UCLA.
They're playing each other.
So home against Penn State. Home against Penn State, excuse me.
Probably a loss.
That's a loss. 2-2.
At Michigan State.
Loss.
So 3-3. Home against Maryland.
Win.
So it's 4-3. Home at Indiana.
Loss.
Home against Nebraska.
Loss.
It's 4-5. At Ohio State.
Loss.
Home against Washington.
Ooh. Give them a win. Win.
That's five. And then they will host, they'll play against USC to close.
Take the Trojans.
So five wins. Taking 5 wins for UCLA.
That's what I thought. That's what my initial reaction was when you were reading them off. That is a rough schedule.
I'm telling you, your life changed, though. You're the quarterback at Tennessee. You play in front of 103,000 people, and you're in the SEC. And you're a playoff team. Now you're UCLA. If it's Nebraska UCLA on a Friday night, there'll be 19,000 people there.
There'll be more than that.
Give
me 40.
No, I'd give you Nebraska. Nebraska will get a solid 15,000. UCLA fans will be about 9. You got 9,000.
I can't
Friday
get
night. No, Friday night game in UCLA. Just trying to get on the trap. Just trying to. I'm going to bust out of work and get there. No, you're not.
When we come back, Sip's going to give us an NBA breakdown from the weekend. Playoffs. You watched.
I did watch a lot.
There is a complete butt kicking by one team. We'll discuss that next early break on the ticket.
If your job at a healthcare facility includes disinfecting against viruses, you know prevention is the best medicine. And maintaining healthy spaces starts with a healthy cleaning routine. Grainger's world-class supply chain helps ensure you have the quality products you need when you need them. From disinfectants and cleaning supplies to personal protective equipment, so you can help deliver a clean bill of health. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.